Yivamos, Perk Yud Dalet, Mishnah Zion. This is 14:7, and a direct continuation of the Mishnayos that started three Mishnahs ago. Those are the first three cases, 1A, 1B, 1C. Now, 2A, 2B, and 2C are going to be the same cases again, two brothers, but this time they're marrying two women who are not sisters. So the exact same three permutations will exist, but here Rachel and Leah have no relationship one to the other, and therefore this Achos Ishto will not be relevant. So let's just play through these one at a time. Here we go. 2A, Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Echad Cheresh ve'echad Bikeach. One is a Cheresh, that's Shimon. Echad Bikeach. One is healthy, that's Reuven. Nisun l'shtei nochrios. The marriage of two women who were unrelated one to the other. Pikchos, both of whom are Pikchos. So Rachel and Leah both are regular healthy women. So you have a Doraisa marriage of Reuven and Rachel, the Pikchim, and a Dorabanan marriage of Shimon and Leah, because Shimon is a Cheresh. But then Rachel and Leah are not sisters. So, Meis Cheresh Baal Pikachat, if Shimon the Cheresh, who's married to Leah the Pikachat, dies, they had a rabbinic marriage, she is now, Leah is going to fall to Reuven for Yibum. And again, remember that Leah and Rachel are not related, so she has no relationship whatsoever to Reuven whatsoever. Ma yase pikeach bal pikachat. So what should Reuven the pikeach, who's married to Rachel the pikachat, do? O cholatz o miyabim. He has options. He's a pikeach, she's a pikachat. So Reuven and Leah can do either yibum or chalitza. On the other hand, if meis pikeach bal pikachat, if Reuven the pikeach, who's married to Rachel the pikachat, dies, so now Rachel the pikachat falls to Shimon the cheresh. Mayase cheresh bal pikachat. So what should Shimon the cheresh, who's married to Leah the pikachat, do? So Shimon his cheresh cannot do chalitza with Rachel. Therefore, his only option is to kones. He can do yibum and marry her. But since he's a cheresh and he can only create a derabanan get, and this marriage is a doraisa yibum, therefore, Einu motzil olam. There's no way for Shimon to ever give a get to Rachel, so she can't be divorced. She's married to him forever.